This is Free Talk Live, and we are launching into hour number two of the very last show of 2009. It's the New Year's Eve edition. We're here live taking your calls about anything, unlike Rush Limbaugh. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, 1-800-259-9231. Rush Limbaugh had a heart attack down there in Hawaii, apparently.
Yeah, he ended up in the hospital. It's a shame.
Apparently he's still alive, though. So much to many people's chagrin, and I'm sure many people are happy about that, too. But maybe if he didn't hate people so much, he wouldn't have had a heart attack.
Anger is a very taxing emotion.
They say that heart attacks
not healthy.
Yeah, they say that heart attacks are more likely in people that are angry.
I mean, when you're angry at someone, it's hurting you, it's not hurting them.
So the toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. By the way, just wanted to give folks an update here as we go on throughout the evening. We're correcting some of the minor bugs with the brand-new Free Talk Live 2.0 website, which is now available at freetalklive.com. The live streaming links are back up. So those are now fixed, plus the Amazon link is also repaired as well. So amazon.freetalklive.com is now working again.
You know, I find Rush Limbaugh to be more friendly than the Democrat talkers.
Is that right?
That's how I feel when I hear it.
I don't listen to enough of it, so I can't.
When he takes callers, he's always very cordial with them. It's not a combative kind of situation, generally.
But he's got hate in his heart.
You're assuming that. I mean, he certainly sets himself up in opposition to, the Democrats. And I agree.
I'm not talking about Democrats. I'm talking about Muslims, the people in Guantanamo Bay. I mean, he's got things on his website that suggest that the Camp Gitmo is supposedly
Club
funny.
Gitmo. I think he called it Club Gitmo.
Club Gitmo.
It's a vacation resort.
Right. I don't
Club
find
Med.
That. That's not funny at all to me.
That's what he thinks, though. That's funny. And I think that's very spiteful and very mean. Anyway, we'll take your calls about absolutely anything here, and let's talk to, I believe, Puke is with us on the AMP line. Puke, you're on Free Talk Live.
All right, guys, I have an answer for this. Is the zero correct, or is the year one correct?
Yes, for our listeners just tuning in, let me recap for them. Just so you know, there was much controversy in the last hour when I suggested that we were about ready to enter into a new decade. Mark exploded in anger because I would not.
How dare you suggest such a thing, Ian?
Right, because I would not adhere myself to his official version, the authoritarian version of what time is supposed to be like. I say that years 1 through 9 don't count as a decade. That's just the first few years. And then everything else, 10 through 19, 20 through 29, et cetera, 2000 to 2009, those are the decades. And there's been much disagreement.
If you were sorting them, with a sorting program or something, it would be much easier to just sort by that digit. And then all those, like you said, 20 through 29 would get sorted together.
Right. It's much more logical.
30 through 39. Well, no, think how practical that would be.
I don't know about logical, but humans are creatures that like patterns. And I agree that the pattern fits. Like the year 10 through year 19 start with the same digit. Mm-hmm. Years 2000 through 2009, they have the same digit in the same place, that's zero. So I agree from a pattern recognition standpoint, it does look that way. It is, however, not true.
All right, so Puke, your thoughts.
I've got a solution here, and the solution is that the year zero true believers will start a fatwa against the year one unbelievers, and once we wipe all of the Mark believers off the face of the planet, then we'll have a true...
What you're leaving out here.
I want to fight to the death. I want to see, a royal rumble or something between the people that believe which number is correct. And then in the end, the people that follow the Chinese calendar will win.
Well, that's the other thing is that you have to consider there are subgroups here. For one, I'm not really I don't believe that there isn't a year zero. What I believe, in fact, that Christ was born, if we're going to use Christ as the delineation of when it all occurred, he actually was born in, 5 BC, if in fact this guy was born. I mean, the calendar's probably wrong from the beginning.
Oh, I'm sure. That's why I think it's either the Mayans or the Chinese had it right, and we're all going to die in 2012 anyway. So
all I'm saying is 10 is 10.
10 is 10. I've never disagreed with you there.
Mm-hmm.
So Puke,
it's also wrong. So, it's wrong, Mark.
So, all right. So, Puke's taking my side on this one.
Holy war.
Very good, sir. Anything else you want to share tonight? Got any New Year's resolutions?
I'm glad you guys are here on New Year's Eve and providing entertainment, unlike all the other people in entertainment who took like 4 months off for Christmas.
Yeah, we're doing our best here. Hey, any New Year's resolutions, Puke?
No, I don't really do that stuff. I don't have any goals for my life.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
You know, I prefer this war idea over actually having to, say, enter a ring with you and me fighting it out with Totosacks in our hands or something over
that
who's right or who's
long.
Wrong. I'm in pretty bad shape right now. I'm sore from, over-exercising, and, I'm probably not my peak condition.
So is exercising one of your New Year's resolutions?
I think weight loss is probably where I'm at. But I've been formulating a new Caroluma supplement that I've been using. So
you're formulating your own supplement.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds scary.
Yep. Well, I've had help.
Okay.
Lots and lots of help. Experts.
All right. Hey, we are talking about here New Year's resolutions, and we will take your calls about anything. You're welcome to share yours with us.
Houseboy. Get a houseboy.
You do need to get a houseboy. How can we help you with that?
I don't know. I don't think anyone can.
You haven't gotten any applications or what? I mean, what's going on?
Well, you're supposed to. They have to send resume and shirtless pics, and no one's done that yet.
To Dale at. We gave you a Free Talk Live address, didn't we? Did we do that?
Yeah? I think so.
Okay, Dale at freetalklive.com. You can say.
I have gotten some people sort of inquire, and I'm like, it's kind of a joke, actually.
Oh, is it?
Not sort of.
You talk a lot about it for being a joke, I must say.
I'm going to get a picture of a fat guy with like a hairy belly and send it to you.
Not going
to
work. Yeah. Not going to work. You got to be younger than Dale, because Dale's a chicken hawk.
It's nice.
Mm. You have embraced that term before, have you not?
I kind of, sort of.
Okay, he's being coy about it right now. But anyway, if you want to apply to be Dale's houseboy.
I'm older than I look and stuff, so.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, if they're not younger than me, it's going to look weird.
So, and body type, Dale, what are you looking for there? Skinny?
Slim is fine, yeah.
Skinny, average?
Yeah.
Average about the largest or athletic?
Athletic, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so if you want to be Dale's...
I like pretty boys, actually. I think I'm mildly heterosexual.
Pretty boys.
Because I like almost, girly-looking pretty boys.
I guess I don't really know what that means, but if you do, you can email Dale at anarchyinyourhead.com. I think Dale at freetalklive.com is working.
It's not you, Cushman.
Oh, okay. Maybe it is. How do you know that? I've never asked Dale about that.
You're not pretty or
you're not pretty enough?
No.
Okay. All right.
People have said he has girl arms, but I don't know.
So we continue here. Harry Brown's got some New Year's resolutions, and I'm sure we've shared these in the past, but they are worth sharing again. This from the Advocates for Self-Government at theadvocates.org. New Year's resolutions for liberty-minded folk from Harry Brown. Number one, I resolve to sell liberty by appealing to the self-interest of each prospect rather than preaching to people and expecting them to suddenly adopt my ideas of right and wrong. I remember one of the tactics that Harry Brown used, especially in his book, The Great Libertarian Offer, was to suggest to people that if you ended the income tax, for instance, the average American family would get something like $10,000 back a year. And he'd ask them the question, what would you do if you had an extra $10,000 a year? And that just kind of gets, it's kind of an open-ended question that gets people's gears turning like, wow.
You know what I would like people to think about is, have you ever, ever had money problems? Have you ever had a month when you were on rent? Exactly. Have you ever had a month where you were short on rent and you were like, oh my God, how am I going to pay the rent? Have you ever been like actually to the point of panic? Like, am I going to be out in the street? Am I going to lose my car? Am I not going to have a way to get to work because I can't make my car payment or because I can't pay my car insurance or whatever? If you've ever had money problems, think back and go, had I not had to pay taxes that year, would I still have been in that panicky situation? And then you start to realize that taxes are harmful. They are harming people, especially poor people and middle class people, who the people who tend to live paycheck to paycheck. That's real harm, and people don't seem to acknowledge it.
That's true. I agree with you there. People would be better off economically in the absence of taxes. However, you still have to have financial intelligence in order to handle your money.
I did want to pop in with that one myself. The fact is, if you give somebody who's makes $30,000 a year and is living paycheck to paycheck and is nearly broke, you give them $40,000 a year, they're going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
But it doesn't change the fact that it's still their money.
There's more coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the New Year's Eve edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you,
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, which is, by the way, brand new as of tonight. So enjoy the brand new website and all the new features that we have there.
Critical thinking question. First, imagine that you live in an area controlled by a violent gang. What if you started using words like we and us when discussing the gang and their activities? Even though you were not in the gang, no one in the gang ever knew or cared about you, and a lot of the gang's activities actually hurt you and your family. Would this kind of thinking eventually lead to sympathy for the gang's activities? Or resistance to the idea that the gang was even doing anything wrong? What if a violent gang was able to develop a 12-year indoctrination system that encouraged this kind of thinking? What if a violent gang already did? School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education and the worship of violent gangs. Visit SchoolSucksProject.com to learn more. That's SchoolSucksProject.com.
I have to say that was brilliantly written. Well done.
It wasn't 15 seconds. I can tell you that.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We continue here the New Year's Eve edition of the show. Go to your calls about what you want. Bridget is on the line. We'll continue Harry Brown's New Year's resolutions here as we go throughout the show. Bridget's on the line in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey there.
I just wanted to start out by saying that I have, you know, no favorites on the show per se, because the show wouldn't be what it is without everyone's participation, but... That being said, I agree with Mark on the whole year situation and how the years are accounted for or whatever.
Bridget, we know that everybody has their role in the show, but, I mean, Ian's role is that of a big dork, right?
Oh, I don't know if I'd go out and say that, but, yeah, everyone plays their part.
Well, thank you for that, Bridget. Was there anything else you wanted to comment on?
No, that's it, I guess. And, you know, like Matt in Illinois, I had this whole conversation, you know, at the year 2000 as well. You know, I don't really care that much about numbers or whatever. I'm not really a numbers person, but it just seems like you have to have, like, the whole 10 years or whatever accounted for, you know, in order to enter the next decade or whatever.
I agree completely. I never said you didn't.
I don't know. It's just commenting. I'll see you guys next year, I guess.
Thanks, Bridget. See you later. Thanks for the call.
All right.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
It's lonely out there in dum-dum land.
And
idiot.
She disagrees with Ian, so she's out of there. No,
that's how it is.
She's done. Bridget's cool, though. She's on the Shrine of Female Listeners, and she'll be moving up here to New Hampshire, as a matter of fact.
As
many of our Free Talk Live listeners, the Shriners specifically, will. Yeah, she comes up here. You didn't know that?
Oh.
Yeah, she's come up here a few times. Yeah, she's moved up to Keene, from what I understand.
She's a karaoke kind of gal.
Yep, so, yeah, that's something that's brand new going on here, as the Liberty activists are now getting together on a regular basis for weekly karaoke sessions.
You'd think I could have set that up 3 years ago when I used to go out to karaoke all the time, but somehow I just never did that.
You just never bothered to try, that's all. Yeah.
You didn't really try to inspire a lot of other people to go.
I'm not really the leader sort. I go and do things on my own, and if people do them with me, then that's great. And,
yeah, you don't have to lead much. You just have to say, hey, let's go do this, and then people will go. They like
now
post one thing on the forum, and sometimes that'll do it.
Pretty much. Let's continue here. And that's how easy it is to get people to do things when you come here to New Hampshire. There's so many activists looking for things to do that they'll jump right on board if they like your idea.
Yeah, if a fraction of them show up, you'll still have a good turnout and have a fun time. So
we continue. Tyler's in Massachusetts, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, Ian.
Hey.
Just figured I'd add my little 2 cents onto the decade controversy.
All right. I think we're up to about 10 cents at this point. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we also have to add in the fact that when we switched over to the new calendars back in, like, the 1300s or something...
From the Julian calendar
mesh,
to the...
They cut out, like, 17 days.
Is that right?
So,
oh, how dare they.
That was,
I want those 17 days back.
That was before they had leap years, isn't that correct?
Yeah.
We were changed from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar, which is what you know, we are under now. I don't know who we is.
Everyone who goes by this particular calendar.
The West.
Yeah. Are there people that go by other calendars still these days?
They have Chinese New Year, right?
Yeah. Okay. But do they not have the 12 months in China?
Somebody from China is going to have to call in and correct me on this, but I believe they go by a different calendar.
Interesting. I just thought they had a different New Year day, that's all. Okay.
Well,
so what were your thoughts?
I think they have the same, you know, for their own calendar for business and for interacting with the rest of the world, but mm-hmm. sort of domestically they might use something different, just as I think the Jewish calendar, they're on year 5,000 something. So we never really have like a universal system on this, which is, I guess, kind of a pity, but I mean, our dominant calendar has, you know, taken over the world, so we get to impose our will on other people.
Very good. So what else did you have to say?
I got the I won one of the contests a while ago to win the Totosax.
Excellent. How are they?
They're good. I can see how they would be very useful for some sort of impromptu brass knuckles kind of action. So.
Excellent. Well, anything else on your mind?
Well, not much. Just sort of...
Got any New Year's resolutions?
I don't have a specific one. I'm thinking maybe to convert somebody else to watching the show or listening to the show.
Either way works.
Either way. But I don't know. I could come up with something a little better than that. But
hey, that's pretty good, though. I'm all in favor of that one. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. It's one of the things we're hoping to see happen with the new website is see more people coming to freetalklive.com, because now it is far more interactive and far more useful, and hopefully it'll become the essentially liberty-oriented news story kind of clearinghouse where liberty folks come to interact and to find news that that they'll be interested in.
I can only assume that there's going to be a huge spike in the amount of people that come to the website, because we already have, what, 30,000 people, you said, that come to the regular freetalklive.com?
Yeah, I think
35, somewhere in there.
Do you mean regular visitors or per month?
Per month.
I think that's visitors per month, yeah.
Yeah, visits per month, according to Google Analytics. And as my understanding is, Google has a tendency to drop some visitors if they don't come the right way.
Is that true?
From numbers.
Actually, I used to get some... I got some data from Project Wonderful when I had ads for that up. I don't have them up anymore, but you could see how many times the ad had been displayed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting, you know, it seems like Google filters out way more, because I was getting a lot of visits according to that, and then Google would say there's only like 200 and versus like 600 or 700 or something in a day from the
26,790 in the last month.
Yeah,
to freetalklive.com, there were 27,000 over 27,000 to the BBS alone.
Right. So
the BBS is actually at this time more popular. Hopefully, we'll see the main site become more popular than the BBS.
But
now.
You see, the BBS has reasons for people to keep coming
right.
back.
There's new content there all the time, and now there is going to be that at freetalklive.com.
Right. And so I can only assume that a lot of people will be going there too. I would imagine that it's going to be huge. And now with the ads on both of the sites the same, I think that they should be integrated as far as their numbers. It wouldn't have been fair to integrate the numbers from Free Talk Live, from the BBS into freetalklive.com before, but now with the ads running down the right-hand side that are the same on both sides, I think that we should integrate those numbers and add them up.
Makes sense. BBS, by the way, has also been redesigned. I don't know if y'all have been over there yet, though, but if you go to the bbs.freetalklive.com, which is our forum, there's been a whole new skinning of the BBS that has gone on. And, of course, inevitably with something, some drastic change like that, people are going to be upset. But, too bad. It's a free website. What the hell do you want? So go to bbs.freetalklive.com. You can see it now matches our website, whereas before it just was kind of like the default settings, basically. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties. 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show. Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door?
Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carostove. Carostove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. Carostove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With Carostove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carostove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at Carostove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with Carostove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and they are completely free, including our chat room. Lots of folks in there tonight. You can go best time is during the live show. Also, sometimes people hang out in there for a while afterwards as well. All of it, it's at chat.freetalklive.com. Go get interactive. Chat.freetalklive.com.
HostGator is the world is a worldwide leader in web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Create your own website there with the free web builder tools and templates. You can use the code FTL, that's FTL is in Free Talk Live. Sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. You won't get the month free if you don't use the code FTL, that's HostGator.com.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231, New Year's Eve edition of the program. Again, we're always taking your calls about anything. Let's go to Craig, listening in Kentucky. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. This hey is a courtesy call. I just want to thank you all. Well done for allowing free speech on the radio.
Well, I mean, it's as free as we can be. Clearly, we have radio stations, and we have to protect their licenses, so we are running a delay. If somebody gets on the air and says, like, there was some awful crank call that called in over the weekend, and what did they drop, the S-bomb, I think? We had to dump their call. But as long as you don't use certain words and you don't talk about excretory functions in an explicit manner, then you're pretty much safe to talk about anything.
Well, you've got an entertaining program, and I really mean that. And this country's better off for programs such as yours. I mean, on the radio and television or whatever. So,
well, we look forward to the day when people in the radio industry start imitating Free Talk Live, but it hasn't quite that hasn't quite happened yet.
Hopefully they will, and hopefully things will keep going good for you guys.
Thanks,
Happy
Craig.
New Year.
Thank you. Hey, any New Year's resolutions?
No, I've not made any yet.
All right, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you and glad you're listening. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Free Talk Live really is it's about as close to free speech as you can get on the radio. When you call in, and we don't really mention this a lot. I think we maybe mentioned it more in the beginning days of the show. But when you call in, the screening process is very, very basic. The call screener asks for your name, where you're calling from, how you're listening to the show, and that's really just more for our informational purposes. We want to know who's listening on the internet. We want to know who's listening on the radio, that kind of thing. And what you want to talk about. And you don't have to go into this lengthy description of everything you're going to say. If you've ever called another radio show, if you've ever called one of the big boy shows out there, the big popular conservaclone talk show hosts, if you can even get through, then they basically will... They'll basically ask you for every single thing you're going to tell the host, and if you deviate from that when you actually get on the air with the host, you're likely going to get your call dropped. So they're very, very restrictive in what you can talk about.
They have to make sure the host sounds smarter than you.
That's right.
Unless you agree with them, then it's kind of okay.
They won't put somebody on that can outsmart or outwit the host. Or typically, on most shows. There are some shows that will make exceptions to that.
If you have a question that they don't have a nice, convenient talking point to respond with.
Certainly, if you're not on topic, you aren't getting through. If the host is talking about topic A that they started the show with and you call about something else, maybe you just want to know what that person thinks about a different topic, you're not getting through unless they happen to decide to have some sort of a so-called open lines. But I wonder still, what are their screening procedures like when they have their open line segments?
Right. If I call in on the Federal Reserve and want to talk about fiat currency and the inflation of the dollar and its instability as the world reserve currency, I'm not getting through. They don't want to talk about that at all.
Some shows are, I think, probably better at it than others.
Sure, the ones with fewer calls.
Maybe that's the case. So, toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. We continue. We have a list of resolutions, New Year's resolutions from Harry Brown, who unfortunately left us a few years back. Great guy. He ran for president under the Libertarian Party ticket for 1996 and 2000, back when the Libertarian Party actually meant something significant. So he's got a libertarian's New Year's resolutions. Number two, he says, I resolve to keep from being drawn into arguments or debates. My purpose is to inspire people to want liberty, not to prove that they're wrong. And you'll never prove anybody wrong during an argument or debate, by the way. Remember, they actually teach you about this in government school. In government school, at least when I was in government school, they had a segment of the English class. In fact, there was actually a debate class that you could take.
Yes.
But in English, there was usually a segment about debate. And basically, they teach you that in a debate, it is your job to just, you know, go on the attack. You are not to be convinced of what the other person is
talking about.
You select your position, and then you defend and attack. So you defend your position, and you attack the other person's position. It's a conflict.
The part about debate that I just didn't get is they tell you your position. And then you're supposed to debate from the point of view that you necessarily
believe. They want you to specifically take the position that you don't agree with personally.
Yeah, it's very odd.
I think there's some use to that particular perspective.
But it bothers me because I just feel like so much if I'm discussing a topic passionately, my passion comes from my sincerity and from my sincere belief in what I'm saying. I can't be passionate about something that I don't feel very strongly about. So
I absolutely agree with you, and that's the reason why I hated giving speeches. I realize it's not debate, but it's similar where they would assign you topics in English class, and you'd have to give a speech on those topics. I was never interested in any of that stuff, and as a result, I was very, very timid and frightened of giving speeches because, you know, my heart wasn't in it. And I think the same thing applies there to the debates. But I at least understand the perspective where they're coming from in that, well, if you take the opposite perspective, it forces you to, you know, to at least look critically at whatever the opposite perspective is in that debate, presuming there are only two sides,
right? I recognize
right?
the value in that. As much as it bothers me.
But still, you're forcing kids to do that, and I don't think that's right. I don't appreciate that particular tactic.
I think it bothers me in the sense that they do kind of gloss over what I just talked about, which is having a passion for something that you sincerely believe in, and how important that is to what you're saying, and it's kind of almost teaching that the reality of it doesn't matter, that you're just arguing and it's just tactics. You know, ultimately, who is actually right ought to matter in terms of who wins the debate. That bothers me a little bit. I feel like that gets glossed over.
How did they determine who won debates back then? I don't remember that. Do either of you remember? Was there a winner?
Did they take a vote of the class?
I don't remember.
I think it was a vote of the class, as I recall.
Toll-free number, if you recall more clearly, 800-259-9231.
The class was kind of steered by the teacher, though, in there. Everybody looks to the teacher. They're in charge, right?
But when you're having a debate, you're not persuading. By definition, you are not persuading the person you're debating with. Now, there is the possibility that the viewers could be persuaded.
I think that's the thought, is that you're much more concerned about the viewing audience. So you have a debate in front of a bunch of people, sometimes on national television.
Right.
And that's who you're concerned about reaching. I mean, you're obviously, every single political debate that's ever been on television, there's not going to be someone that suddenly goes, oh, yeah, you're right, now that I think about it. They're not going to do that. I mean, obviously, it's for the viewers.
Well, it would be honest. It would be intellectually honest for somebody to say, yeah, you know, I was wrong about that. You're
absolutely
right. I heard
someone say that if you ever watch two people, you know, arguing back and forth, you'd be very leery of the person who never, ever concedes one single point. Never. Mm-hmm. Like, when someone concedes a point, they seem much more reasonable. It's like, okay, this person is actually thinking. They're not just an automaton spouting off talking points.
So when you're debating with somebody, you aren't, by definition, persuading them. And most of our daily interactions are not in front of an audience. So when you're talking with somebody, you don't want to debate with them because you're never going to bring them on board with your side. You have to approach them with persuasion tactics. And the folks over at The Advocates, who are, by the way, printing this list by Harry Brown, the New Year's resolutions, they are the go-to people to help you hone your persuasion abilities, to hone your communication abilities, to communicate more effectively the ideas of liberty. You can go to theadvocates.org to learn more and get some of their stuff. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. And sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL-CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, with the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video, showing they are indeed listeners of the program. And I think that the new Shrine is going to have some neat new features. I'm not going to mention them until I know for a fact they're actually working, but we did a redesign of the whole freetalklive.com website, and we'll clue you in more about that as time goes on. But the Shrine is brought to you by Manchester Brewing.
It is indeed, and Manchester Brewing beer is made from genuine Concord, New Hampshire pond water. They don't get that stuff from Jersey's from sewers in Jersey like some beers they could mention. ManchesterBrewing.com.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. We continue with the New Year's resolutions of one Harry Brown, a very influential man in my life. Luckily, had the chance to meet him once, and boy, was he tall. I mean, that's what I took in from meeting the guy. I mean, obviously, he's also brilliant and a major influence in the way I think. So let's continue here with the Advocates for Self-Government and their latest biweekly newsletter that they do every couple weeks. Is that biweekly? I always forget this.
Yes.
Okay. Number three, Libertarians New Year's.
You care about the specifics when it comes to biweekly being every 2 weeks, but you don't care about decades being 10 years.
You keep putting words in my mouth. I've made it clear that I believe that decades are 10 years. It's just that our disagreement was which, that wasn't a decade because it couldn't have been. It didn't have 10 years in it. Our disagreement was otherwise. Anyway, number three, I resolve to listen when people tell me of their wants and needs so I can help them see how a free society will satisfy those needs. It's very important to be listening when you're talking to people about liberty, because if you're just blathering on about how great freedom is, maybe you're not even hitting the high points that are going to matter to them. If they tell you what it is that they want, whether it's more money in their pocket or a cleaner environment or whatever it might be, if you listen and pay attention to what they're saying, you can tailor your message and what you say in response to them to what it is that they want. And there's some great tactics that the folks over the Advocates for Self-Government would recommend, specifically talking about how, well, if what they want is what you want, tell them you agree.
But if that what they want and what they've determined is a way to, that is different from you, that you would go about to get what they want, for instance, the environmentalist movement wants to have clean water and clean air and all that, but many of them are going about it the wrong way because they're using coercion. They're using the threat of violence. They're using the tools, the tool of violence that is the state to attempt to achieve their vision of what the environment should be. I want clean water and clean air, too. So when somebody tells you what they want as far as improving the environment, if you agree with it, let them know, hey, you know, I absolutely agree with you. We should have clean water and clean air. Did you know that the government is the biggest polluter of all of the, you know, the top four corporate polluters combined? And, you know, you can
doesn't it seem silly to make them the arbiter of who can pollute and who can't?
Now, it's not always going to be an open and shut case. They might object and say, well, if my people were running the government, then they, you know, they would do it right. But then you end up, hopefully you can show them the gun in the room and how it is that using coercive force and threats of violence against people is not the best way to clean the environment up. It's not going to get people to appreciate whatever your tactics are. But persuading them to make things better and giving people property rights and showing them that people that have property rights actually protect property better than people that are, say, leasing it from the government can do a better job, it's important to listen to what people want. Number four, I resolve to identify myself, when appropriate, with a social goal someone may seek. A cleaner environment is kind of an extension of number three. More help for the poor, a less divisive society, and try to show him that those goals can never be achieved by government, but will be well served in a free society. Number five, I resolve to be compassionate and respectful of the beliefs and needs that lead people to seek government help. I don't have to approve of their subsidies or policies, but if I don't acknowledge their needs, I have no hope of helping them find a better way to solve their problems. You know, a lot of people look to the government, they look to the state to help people that are you know, that are down on their luck, or to help people that are elderly and for whatever reason they didn't save for their retirement, that kind of thing. They look to the government for that, and if you talk about ending the federal government, then that'll get them scared. They'll be frightened about that. But that doesn't mean that they should be, because, well, that money's still, you know, it's being taken from people by force. So in the absence of it being taken by force, each individual would have their funds back and they would get to decide for themselves who to send it to and how to spend it and how to save it and how to give it away and that sort of thing. So there are different ways to approach things that can show folks that freedom works.
Harry Brown had a pretty good idea as far as Social Security, too. He felt that, you know, Social Security being a very important issue to many voters, that the federal government should attempt to sort of make a one-time lump sum payment to the people that are receiving Social Security by selling off all the federal lands. And there's a lot of them out west, and then most of Alaska are all federal lands. Selling them off, getting that money, and then paying it to the Social Security recipients, and then that would be a way for the kill two birds with one stone, take care of them.
I'm sorry, didn't he also want to break down and, like, take a wrecking ball to the IRS building and then sell the pieces?
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I think you wanted to do that.
I might buy one.
That would be an interesting souvenir, a little token
exactly.
of history.
Number six. No matter what the issue, I resolve to keep returning to the central point. No, how much better off the individual will be in a free society. And people can they can bog you down in details and statistics and things like that. And I think another important central point to return to is the gun in the room. If you find yourself getting distracted by, well, you know, the percentage of this and the percentage of that and this year and that year and, you know, well, I've got this statistic here and this statistic over there, you can just get bogged down and then somebody will claim to have these statistics and you don't know if they're true, so you'll have to say, well, I'll have to verify that and I'll check that and I'll get you some numbers and blah, 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 blah. And that goes on forever.
Yes, it absolutely will. I mean, you know, if you say something like, well, we shouldn't have welfare because it's coercive and people are forced to pay for it, and, you know, somebody else says, well, we have to have welfare or Social Security or whatever because, you know, this downtrodden group, old people or poor people or whatever, is better off, you know, than they were 4 or 5 decades ago or whatever their numbers are. They've progressively got better. You know, there's an argument you simply can't win. You cannot win that, because then you'll be saying, well, they were better in this way, but they're not as good as in this way. And, you know, technology increases freedom and technology can blah, blah, blah. It's a spiral that you can't win. But you can say to those same people, because usually the welfare arguer types are the same sort of people that believe in peace. I mean, that's a kind of a Democrat position, right?
Yeah.
And a liberal progressive position. those people, you can show that gun in the room, and it tends to, depending on their age, the older they are, the less likely they are to see it. If you're old listening to what I'm saying, the chances are good. You think I'm a youngster that has terrible ideas and you're not going to listen to me. That's fine. Just understand, it's because you're old and cranky. the older they are, the less likely they are to move from their positions, and that's just the way it is.
Number 7. I resolve to acknowledge my good fortune in having been born an American. Any plan for improvement must begin with a recognition of the good things that we have. To speak only of America's defects will make me a tiresome crank. Number 8. I resolve to focus on the ways America could be so much better with a very small government. It's true that America is one of the best countries to live in the world. I don't know if I agree with the statement that it is the best. Certainly there are some independent studies that show that there are a lot of more economic freedoms in places like Hong Kong, for instance. But certainly there are more social freedoms here than there are in, say, Singapore, which is more economically free than it.
And I think also, even in a place where there isn't as much economic freedom, if there are freedoms in other areas, sometimes it can have a similar effect. I mean, like, you know, I do believe there's tremendous economic harm that comes from a police state and from a militaristic state.
Absolutely.
So being economically free, I think we do so much damage by the fact that we are such a police state and that we are invading countries all over the world. I mean, that all causes economic harm.
Tremendous, tremendous harm. We were just talking this week about the amount of wasted hours that Americans spend waiting in an airport because they have to go through this governmental bureaucracy.
Right. There's no list of economic freedoms that's ever going to take into consideration how long somebody stands in a line at an airport in order to get screened to get on an airplane.
The opportunity costs.
They just can't look at that.
They can't take into account all of the checkpoints that you might find along the southern border inside the country, the northern checkpoints.
And so when you're comparing us to some country that may be more socialist by the most obvious flags that you can look at, then you have to take all that into consideration, which is really hard to do. But, you know, I don't think you can say, oh, well, we're better off because we have more economic freedom than this other country that's more socialist. Because, obviously they have, you know, their freedoms are being infringed in other ways, but it's still, you know, it doesn't mean that we're better off than them.
You're free as long as you can complain and somebody doesn't come and drag you off, is what seems to be the average American's definition of freedom.
Well, it is nice that we do have some semblance of freedom of speech here, and there are some good things about, certainly a lot of good things about living here, but they're going away. Those good things are going away over
time.
Very
rapidly.
And we need to make sure that we pay attention to those things. So 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's much more to come here. We've still got some more New Year's resolutions from Harry Brown to share with you, and yours as well. If you want to share them with us, you can also bring up anything you want. New Year's Eve edition of Free Talk Live continuing here in moments. Hour 3 is coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.